Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse wrap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
What's going on, everyone? Joe DeCamera and John Ritchie. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you off and rolling on this Friday morning from Borgata, our home base every single Friday morning. Of course, coming out of a slow night last night, the world of sports. I mean, obviously quiet locally, no fills. Now, they get back at it tonight against the Mets. It's going to be interesting. They face the Mets a lot down the stretch here, including the next couple. So that's on the table. So, too, are the Eagles. They've got a game in 3 days, the Eagles and the Falcons. Big show for us today. We'll talk a lot about that. Ruben Amaro will be with us, Beat the Hammer, Dick Vermeil, and more. Your phone calls all show, 215-592-9494. Rich.
Hello, Joe.
Hello there, Johnny.
Scorpions are known to be able to withstand 200 times the radiation that the humans can. 200 times the radiation. They can survive it because they're able to repair damage, cellular damage that's caused by radiation somehow.
Well, that's an unusual fact.
They can sort of self-monitor and figure it out.
Look,
Wheeler on the mound.
Like Wheeler, look at that. Look at that. Like Taiwan on the mound.
Not at all. Completely the opposite.
So, all right, let's get into it today. 215-592-9494. Looking forward to the Phils, obviously, over the weekend. You know, they're getting close. So if you follow the standings, things are starting to look in a great spot for the Phils with 16 games to go, 8 up on the Braves. Obviously, the Phils will win the division, 1 up on the Dodgers, 4 up on the Brewers. So, you know, a lot of good stuff there. It seems like they should probably get a bye, but that's not a done deal yet. Certainly they'll win the division. They'll make the playoffs. All right. So the Phils on the table, 215-592-9494. Let's also get to the Eagles. So a couple, you know, more days until a game. And unfortunately, a pretty long stretch, if you will, from week 1 to week 2, because it was a Friday game into a Monday game. So looking back at week 1 and the start of the season, we'll ask you today at 215-592-9494, what's something you think that's a little bit below the radar, probably discussed in our show and locally, but perhaps not given enough of an examination for what it could mean for the season? I mean, there are so many aspects of what happened in the first game we've talked about, and what maybe haven't we talked about or perhaps we should talk about more? Like, John, let me give an example out of the game. We have, and you especially have referenced Mekhi Becton and his outstanding game from Friday. I hope people realize that if he's legit, and by the way, if he is, major credit if he's legit to Howie and Stoutland. Because this is a very unconventional thing. I mean, you take a guy who had been a tackle, you make him a guard. I mean, a huge tackle. I mean, he pretty much got run out of New York. Like, they were disgusted with him. And if they, but there was natural talent obviously coming into his career, and it's still there. And if they found a way, and this isn't so much a Becton thing as an offensive line thing, if they found a way to make Mekhi Becton a good guard, then you've got a really good offensive line again. And I'll tell you this, you know,
we've got a really good offensive line again.
So you think he's legit?
Yeah.
Because we've been so used to the Eagles having a dominant line.
Yeah.
And we know at some point it'll end. Like, it can't go on forever. They've already survived. You go back a couple of years, they already survived the decline and ultimately removal of Jason Peters. They survived the removal of Brandon Brooks. I mean, those were two of their main guys, right? Now it's trying to get past the removal of Jason Kelce. And if they can check another box where another star offensive lineman is removed and they keep on humming, I mean, you want to talk about for this season and theoretically for years to come, that's a major thing that to me stood out week one. Now, look, I'm not ready to pound the table here, guys, and say there's no doubt the Eagles line is still phenomenal. I don't know. I'm not sure. Got to see more. But you want to talk about a storyline from week one that hasn't maybe gotten enough attention. It's that line might be firing again, and that would be great. Look, what stands out to you from week one that we've talked about or not, but either way has not gotten enough attention? 215-592-9494. John, what's on your mind there?
Well, Quinyon Mitchell is the real deal. Quinyon Mitchell is going to be a dominant player in the NFL, and we can see it already. That's a massive point. The problem that we have with the pass rush is something that cannot be overemphasized. It's not just Bryce Huff. It's Nolan Smith. It's Brandon Graham. It's Josh Sweat. It's the edge guys, period.
Yep.
They're not getting enough penetration. They're not good enough, and this is a problem. Again, it feels like the catchword has been Bryce Huff.
Yeah, that's true.
It's the whole gamut of DNs,
and especially Josh Sweat and Nolan Smith. Like, what you get from Brandon at this point, I mean, he's not being paid a ton of money.
Brandon's playing more than everyone.
And I thought he played
better.
Because
he's playing better than everyone. Yeah. He's not supposed to be playing better than everyone in his 15th year.
He's not.
These young defensive ends need to step it up. There's no question about that. So that's a major point
we haven't talked enough about.
The other guys besides Bryce Smith, Bryce Huff, what about the fact that we learned from Nick Sirianni that it's possible that the Bryce Harper down the first baseline slowing his pace down because he knows he doesn't have a chance to get to first could be what we're seeing with Jalen slowing down at times within this offense? Nick Sirianni told us when we spoke with him earlier this week about the spy. He talked to us about how when Jalen sees that spy, it changes the way he treats the play.
See, I didn't buy it the way you did. And I'll tell you why, John, because I hear you. He said it on our show, but here's why.
I think it makes a lot of sense.
Well, here's why.
I think it's the only thing that makes the – okay, sorry. It's the thing that makes the most sense as to why Jalen would look the way he looks within the offense, which has been concerning for us.
Yeah.
Why is he looking a step slower?
Here's why I don't buy
it. It's because he's dialing it back because he knows it's pointless for him to go and try to blow out a hammy trying to stretch to the edge.
I don't think so.
When there's a spy waiting for him.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at MyBob's.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rep pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
John, here's why I disagree with you on that. Again, you can weigh in on all of this and more. What has stood out to you so far that perhaps hasn't gotten enough attention? 215-592-9494. Here's why I don't buy that one, John. Because I got to believe in 2020, 2021, and 2022, teams spied him.
They did.
And he was able to get edges.
Well, it's a matter of figuring out how to do it game to game.
Or it's just a matter of having a little bit more in your giddy-up that you can do it. I mean, I don't buy...
Maybe it has to do with the fact that he's just learned more. And through the years, as he's tried to gain that edge against a spy, against a defense, it's come back fruitless.
Look, maybe...
It's come back, he takes a pounding, and we don't anything for it.
That I'll agree with. I think he is trying to be, and I think we saw this first week one last year.
Yes.
He is trying to be more careful.
Yes.
And I appreciate that, because I think that's an important thing.
Yes, they. I guarantee they harp on this every day. They scream and lament and they discuss
right.
Every time the tape is on. They're saying, Jalen, you got to get down here. Jalen, get out of bounds here. Jalen, protect yourself here. Jalen, watch what you're doing here. This is what you need. Yeah, that's the way he's being coached every single day going back to last year and the year before.
Well, look, everyone's chance to weigh in at 215-592-9494 on what else to discuss here about this first week and moving forward. Seltzer, what's top of mind for you?
So I'll give you one that we have not talked about nearly enough, and I think it's probably the starting player we talked the least about.
Hold on. Let me tell you.
Who we had questions about coming into the season. Go ahead.
All right. The starting player we've talked the least about that we had questions coming into the season. I'll say Reed Blankenship.
You're damn right it's Reed Blankenship. And you know what? He might be a player. He might not stink. In 20 starts in his career, he's got 5 interceptions. I mean, that's one every 4 games.
He might have just made one great play.
He might have, but he didn't stink in the game. I think Reed Blankenship is someone we have not talked at all about as a starting player who might be okay. Like, he's not a great safety, but he might be better.
Okay.
Yeah, he
it's
might
like
be better
It's like we don't
want to
give him the credit.
Well, if he's average, I'll take it.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying?
Coaches seem to love him. Remember last year, he was the only piece in place for the secondary that they were talking about the whole offseason.
Yeah,
Reed's back there. We just need to figure out who else we're going to put
with
him.
But they didn't have any options.
And I'm thinking, like, why is Reed, like, the sure thing? Why is he locked in as the leader of this defense? Like, we don't know Reed Blankenship.
No,
and then that was the story that they stuck with.
Right.
They, you know, and then he just keeps going out there. Jimmy, I agree with you.
He makes plays.
He keeps going out there and he gets around the ball.
Well, he does.
He hits people. He makes plays when there are plays to be made. He doesn't try to do too much, which has become a problem for some of our guys.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he's a solid player.
But here's
that we
the thing.
Need to give more credit.
Yeah, I'll say this, James. Like, look, we all like him.
It doesn't sound like you really like him when you say, you know, we all like him.
We're sitting here, he's like, he makes plays. You're like, yeah, but.
Well, he makes plays. Yeah, I'm going to give you a big but. But, like, especially on the TV copy, when you're watching a game live, it's really hard to assess when the safety is not in the proper position. I mean, it's actually almost impossible on TV. And
when he doesn't get there.
Well, that's my point. I mean,
and there are a lot of times where he doesn't get there, where he's taking an angle that doesn't allow him to get there. So that bothers me.
Let me give you another one from week one. And this is more of a wider lens thing related to the NFC. There's something I think, if I had to guess, probably pretty unusual week one. And the Eagles were part of this from the NFC. You know, one storyline that I don't think got nearly enough attention after the first week is how the 4 best teams last year from the NFC all won again. Now, let me be clear when I say, and I include the Eagles in this, the Eagles had one of the 4 best records, and clearly for the first 11 games last year were far and away one of the 4 best teams. They were the best team in the conference in the first 11 games. But when all was said and done, the Eagles had an 11-win season and had one of the 4 best records. They didn't technically have one of the top 4 seeds because they finished, you know, as a wild card spot and blah, blah, blah. But, like, they had one of the 4 best records. And you look at week one, not – and so we're so used to topsy-turvy NFL, Teams go up, teams go down. Okay, we're so used to that. But week one, not only did the four top teams from last year win, San Francisco, Dallas, the Lions, and the Eagles, they all had, I would call them, very impressive victories. Now, consider this. San Fran demolished the Jets. I mean, the game got a little closer at the end when the Jets scored late, but like San Fran handled the Jets, and that's a Jets team that's supposed to make the
playoffs.
Without
Christian McCaffrey.
Without McCaffrey. That's right. So Jets are like supposed to make the playoffs. They got taken out, all right? The Browns
but
are.
But they are not worried, and Jets fans are not worried.
Yeah, but the Niners were
Aaron
impressive.
Rodgers is
telling Niners were
them
impressive.
Yeah,
the
worry.
The
bottom
now, the line, Jets might not be good. It is possible.
Well,
the Jets
see.
Might not be
their
good.
Their D does not look as good as perceived.
Not
all
close.
Right. So the Niners seem legit again. You know, the Cowboys smoked the Browns. Now,
they
that could
so
be.
So much talent.
That could be bad Browns, but like, let's not take our eye off Dallas guys who last year won the division. Like last year, Eagles 11 wins, Dallas 12. So bring that back in focus. The Lions. The Rams were supposed to be pretty good. Lions took them out week one. And then there's the Eagles with the Packers. I mean, I would tell you it is probably exceedingly rare that the top four teams from a prior year play four teams week one that are supposed to make the playoffs and the top four teams from the prior year win. I mean, a lot of times they don't. A lot of times. So we'll see. I mean, I don't know how this conference will shake out, but I know the early returns are the teams that were preeminent last year might be again this year. Look, we'll take – and obviously what's most
the
important
there is
Dallas. The good
teams are still good. The talented coaches. I mean, look at the coaching staffs. Like, we have new offensive and defensive coordinators.
Yep.
Those other teams, they've had guys in place.
They sure have. All right, so – what stood out to you week one, whether it's across the National Football League or obviously especially related to the Eagles, offense, defense, coaching, whatever it might be, 215-592-9494 that perhaps is a little bit beneath the radar. Your calls on that plus the chance to win a really cool prize. We'll get to that next. As we,
oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse wrap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.